Bah humbug. Are there no prisons? Are there no poorhouses? How can you celebrate Christmas in a world where shoppers attack each other? Where children go hungry and are beaten for crying and pets are left tied to trees to starve? Where there's more debate over the political incorrectness of Merry Christmas than there is over war, ecology, and the sad state of the economy? What is there to be happy about anyway? For most working folks, a cheeseburger and fries costs an hour's wages, and a coat for your child is more than you make in a day. For those of us who are rich by our parents' standards, we live in constant chaos. The dishes are dirty, the clothes are in piles, the floors are unswept, and the beds unmade, because we're running too hard, juggling too much, trying to keep up with the Joneses, or keep up with our own expectations. Yuppies exist on carry-out cuisine, eaten in the SUV while they drive Junior to soccer practice, Sis to cheerleading lessons, the dog to daycare. Shopping is the most popular recreation, and personal debt is unimaginably, ridiculously high. There's little time for family, even less for friends. If you're lucky, you might get off work by 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, but be back all the earlier the day after, Bob Cratchit. 'Tis the season for the after-Christmas sales. Or you could look at it as the season for renewal, and I don't mean for your credit cards. Quite frankly, the last few years haven't been easy for anybody. I've been through crises with friends and loved ones, watched people I care about move on and move away, and I still feel betrayed by people that I thought mattered. Last year we lost Dan's dad, my dad in every way but biology, and the ache is constant and persistent. I've grown another year older, and I wonder, as does everyone at this age, if this is all there is. And if so, why did I work so hard to get here? And just when a great love had appeared in my life, he was diagnosed with cancer. A 10-hour surgery, plus two more shorter ones, 12 days in the hospital, and 11 more days of radiation treatment, as I say this to you. And yet I cannot help but believe in the magic of Christmas. It's a message so powerful that it should transcend religious differences and even the Parker pony shortage. A long time ago, in a land far away, a baby was born to bring hope to the world. Whether he was the Son of God, as Christians believe, or merely a child like any other, doesn't really matter. Either way, he reminds us that every baby is a new beginning, a chance to change the world. And even as adults, we can start over, seek salvation, as it were, alter our attitudes and reshape our lives. It's really no more complicated than this. Is your cup half empty or half full? I could look at my life and simply give up in despair. I will never get it all done. The house will never be perfect or even tidy. The piles of laundry will always get bigger. Apparently, Lily will never be house trained. On the other hand, I'll never get caught up at work either. There will always be more I wish I could have done, things I wish I had done differently, mistakes I wish hadn't been made. And there will never be enough hours in the day to make home and work balance harmoniously. By the same token, I could look at my daughter, known to readers for years as the Little Queen, and I could see all the things she will never do or be, and I could find only grief. Or I can see the world through her eyes. The magic of music, the annual miracle that brings her Christmas lights back to the Fayetteville Square, the simple joy of popcorn, shrimp, and chocolate, not together. I can believe that happy hours with a man I love matter more than counting how many we may have in the future. I can be glad that while my job will always be stressful, I'm doing work I consider important and doing it with people I enjoy and respect. And I can rejoice in the message that is the same whether it comes from the Christ child or a beautiful child like mine or yours. This is not all there is. This is all we make it. The world is not a perfect place. Bad things happen to good people. There's plenty of loss, plenty of woe, plenty of heartache to go around. And some days it's too overwhelming to contemplate. That's when you need a little Christmas. Be sure you stock up while it's in season.